Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, 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 well. Hi, everybody. Yeah. Oh, come on this Can-Do Canada Day.
Here we are.
Here's Studio 9A. To all of you and all of our homecoming faithfuls around the globe, welcome for the 704th time to this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. The spot where the music reigns as king, but the chatter adds the bling.
Oh.
We've all gathered at Bill's overgrown organic oasis. He calls it a garden.
Sure he does.
To harvest some edibles. Kevy's zipping zucchini. Tori's casing tomatoes. And Swana's spinach and succotash. And Leah's lettuce, leeks, and lentils. And William is watching everyone work. It's going to be a tasty task as we wade through the weeds to find the seed on this international.
Yes, I can day. The word is never no. Yes, I can is the way to go.
And I thought we'd never get through that opening. And looking like Mr. Green Jeans over here, he's got a hoe in one hand and a homecoming microphone in the other. He's our garden guru. He is.
Bill, watch me close, then you'll know what I do to make things grow. Gaither.
And a green thumb.
And my guests today are all great gospel music folks. Angie Prim, Greater Vision, Isaacs.
GVB, the Gaither Vocal Band, the Martins, the Webbs, William. It's going to be a zooming, blooming kind of day.
And what better way to begin than with Larnell Harris and the whole homecoming gang, Bill?
I go to the rock. I go to the rock. My public service announcement today is this is International Medal of Honor Week, a very important week as we pay tribute to those brave men and women who have paid a significant price for our freedom. To all of those special heroes across the globe, we say thank you, thank you for your service, and we honor you today.
Yes, we do.
The vocal band with the signature sound did a live video and recording.
Louisville, Kentucky.
On the Ohio River.
Yeah, what a night that was with Symphony Orchestra.
We swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I got Stop and Let Me Ride. We swing down Chariot Stop and Let Me Ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I'm home and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing, 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 swing. Chariot wheel. He wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. He just wanted to see how a chariot feel. Why don't you swing down chariot stop and let me ride. Swing, swing down chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. I'm home and easy. I got a home on the other side.
What's so particular about the bumping on that road? He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Swing, swing down, chariot stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come home and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Same
no. No, no, no. No, no. No.
Well, this is a little goofy award this week.
No,
Pork
no.
Purveyors of Paducah.
I got it!
No! Meeting for their pandemic playtime at Paul and Peaceful Lady Manpismo gave us their Porky Pig Award, saying their words are no fun. In fact, they're just dumb.
Oh.
Well, here it is. I don't care what they say. The word of the day is sinecure. Sinecure.
Anybody?
Sinecure.
I think I
know
that.
You know it, Bill?
No, I don't.
I got it over here, Bill. I'll rescue you. Sinecure is a very little known and very hot type of bell pepper. It's a cousin to the Malaquito Diablo firecracker pepper and the Chipotle cherry bomb pepper. The sinecure, it'll make your eyes tear up like a jalapeno. It'll make your skin hot like a habanero. It'll make your backside tingle like Gene McDonald hitting the bass note. In fact, a friend of mine ate a sinecure pepper, got indigestion, got a rash, got arthritis, and a Christian reality TV show called St. Peter Picked a Peck of Pippled Pepper.
That's good, Kevin.
Okay. This one. That would actually mean a job requiring little or no work. Sound familiar?
Yeah, right
as
here.
In homecoming radio is mostly a sinecure position.
Uh-huh. It sure is. Too much fun.
Edgy Prim. Brand new home.
Yeah.
By this world and all its beauty. Many sterling mansions daily you may see. But without real wealth, I'll never own one. You will neither no more richer than me. But if your eye will look beyond what man is building, you can see what earthly mortals cannot see. Only the other side of Jordan, there's construction. You I'm gonna occupy for free. Wait till you see.
Wait till you see.
Okay,
wait till
Lord.
See.
And will someday pass away. It won't be where the storms of life can batter, where the storm clouds often hide the light of day. But the cornerstone of God is my foundation. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the coming King. What a welcome and homecoming that awaits me. I'm expecting any day to move on in. So when you see,
my home,
my brand new home, see its beauty,
it's beauty there.
I tell you, love,
when you see,
and back at Homecoming Radio here, and Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Good answer.
I'm sitting on go.
We've got Greater Vision queued up to play here, and that's been a trio for years now. I hear they're a quartet or something. They have another singer. Do they have a bass singer?
You know, he called me about that.
Yeah?
And asked me if I knew of
him. Well, glad that paid off.
Yeah. I said I knew a couple.
Yeah. I've been to the bottom. Here's Greater Vision on Homecoming Radio.
In sorrow I was sinking, had all but stopped believing anyone would hear my call. Lost everything I treasured, grief was beyond measure. I wondered how far I'd fall. In my desperation I called upon my Savior, lead me to some solid ground. Then underneath the rubble of all my pain and trouble, you'll never believe what I found. The bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock, a place for us to stand away from sinking sand, safe in the hand of God, a foundation that is sure and ever will endure to comfort the hurting heart. Well, I've been to the bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock. Well, if your world is crumbling, don't know what is coming, spend your days a-wondering why. Everything around you seems to work against you, you question, will it ever stop? Friend, I've seen the bottom, I know just where you're heading. It's not where you think. Believe me when I tell you that God is gonna bless you way beyond your dreams. Bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock, a place for us to stand away from sinking sand, safe in the hand of God, a foundation that is sure and ever will endure to comfort the hurting heart. Well, I've been to the bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock. Bottom and I found at the bottom there's a blessed holy rock, a place for us to stand away from sinking.
I love this song. Russ Tapp, he came through.
Picture Moses by the Red Sea shore. Pharaoh knows he can't run no more. Water is way too deep and wide. They can't swim and they can't hide. Though he was just a man, Moses raised his hand and the Lord came through.
He came through.
He heard their cry.
Heard their cry.
When hope was gone,
hope was gone.
He turned the tide. You can shake your head.
Shake your head.
But you know it's true.
Know it's true.
When there was no other way, the Lord came through. Darius and all his men tossed poor Daniel in the lion's den. He'd done no crime, but he had to pay for prayer to the Lord three times a day. At the break of dawn, they came looking for his bones, but the Lord came through.
He came through.
He pulled him out.
Pulled him out.
He take the line,
take the line,
and shut their mouth.
Shut their mouth.
You can shake your head,
shake your head,
but you know it's true.
Know it's true.
When there was no other way, the Lord came through. Those stories gather dust upon the shelf, till I fell into a trap I made myself. And all my struggling only brought more pain, and I knew that I could never break those chains. But the Lord came through.
He came through.
He rescued me.
Rescued me.
He broke the lock.
Broke the lock.
And he set me free.
Set me free.
You can shake your head. But you know it's true.
Know it's true.
When there was no other way, the Lord came through.
He came through.
He always does.
He always does.
With his power.
With his power.
And with his love.
With his love.
You can shake your head.
Shake your head.
I'm living through
you. Okay, everybody knows what bubble wrap is. Yeah. When it was invented. Yeah. It was intended to be used for what? Packing,
individual
shower
pleasure.
Curtains, or wallpaper? Which one?
What? Shower curtains?
Or wallpaper.
Wallpaper?
Huh. Yep.
Are you kidding?
What?
It was originally designed to be 3D wallpaper.
That'd be fun.
Can you imagine?
3D wallpaper.
True, here's
three bridges.
I wonder what was going through Daniel's mind when he threw back the curtains, opened the blinds. Knowing that morning he had a decision to make. Was he gonna bow to the king's decree, or only to God would he bend his knee? If he didn't give in, he'd be living in the lion's den. Well, Daniel chose living in the lion's den. His fear of God was greater than his fear of man. Through the night in that cold, dark place. Guess lions don't have a taste for men of faith who won't give up and never will give in. Living in the lion's den. Now Daniel's dilemma is ours today. Bowing to the world or standing in faith. Knowing what we're facing when we choose to do what's right. For men of faith who won't give up and never will give in.
than you ever been. Daniel chose living in the lion's den. His fear of God was greater than his fear of man. He made it through the night in that cold, dark place. Guess lions don't have a taste for men of faith who won't give up and never will give in. Lions don't have a taste for men of faith who won't give up and never will give in. Living safer than you ever been. Living in the lion's den.
Well, our many friends throughout the world send us some encouraging notes every week. This one says, I hear you on KIAM radio up here in the North Cole of Ninana, Alaska.
Ninana.
We love the warmth you bring and the light you add to our long winter days. That's from Carol.
Yeah. Thanks. Good to my mom, I grew up listening to your music. Still today, you are part of my life. You inspire me. I look forward to that day when we have that homecoming of all homecomings with the King of Kings. Yeah. Blessings, GV.
I was listening to you yesterday and was so touched by your songs that I had to pull to the side of the road. As always, your program made my day. Y'all are awesome. Rhonda.
And let me say this. It's a real joy for us to do this. And when we hear from you, it's just simply very encouraging because we know you're out there and we know that you're listening. Steve Green was the first tenor that we ever had with the vocal band. What a sweet man. Then went out, had a wonderful and has a wonderful ministry, solo ministry of his own, and a wonderful family man. And I just think one of the best all-around people that we've ever had the opportunity of working with. Here's a song he sang when he was with us, and we redid this at the vocal band reunion, No Other Name.
Above his name, there is no other name. The one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last beginning and the end. He was the king who made the common man his friend. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing. Messiah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. He created all that is with his own hands, and yet the smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said, I am the great I am. And then he gave himself the sacrifice for man. There is no other name. Let every tongue proclaim and sing the name. No other name but Jesus.
Forever he shall reign as King of Kings, Lord of all and every living thing. From now on we'll worship him and praise the name of Jesus. Magnify and praise the name of Jesus. No other name but Jesus. 'Cause power in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus. Forever he shall reign as King of Kings.
Bless you, my friend Steve. Well, our goal today was to remind you that, yes, you can do it. Set your heart and mind to do it, and then you will do it.
Mm-hmm. Lee. And if you are cyber surfing during the week, take a break at homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You can also find all the information you need on future homecoming concerts, and you can download our free homecoming iPhone app.
You can find all the information you want about the new Gaither videos, and you can enjoy some fun information on our Facebook page. You can also leave us a note. Go to homecomingradio.com.
Bill, yep. Gloria yep. wanted me to remind you that you are the captain of the all-night walk-around-the-town fundraiser from 6 p.m. tonight till 6 in the morning. She said, be sure to get your gold bond powder and make sure that you got some offering plates, because you are supposed to raise some big cash.
I wonder if we could do it tomorrow about 12, you know, until about 3. Hey, we'll see you next week. It's been Goodbye. A lot of fun.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.